This is the Taylor Report, CIT 89.5 FM. If you didn't know, the Dakota Access Pipeline has come to the battle at the moment is over in the sense that the Corps of Army Engineers has decided, out of the blue, over the night, to do as Susan Sarandon, our leader, asked them to do. And we're very glad of that, and we congratulate everyone. But I think last week on this show, Taylor Report, by the way, you can find us on the web. What is it? Facebook.com/The Taylor Report.
SoundCloud.
And we're on SoundCloud. And I don't even know what I just said. And we played what we thought was just a kind of a useful contribution. It was the voice of one of the young veterans, American veterans, who had also been a Baltimore police officer, who had organized thousands of veterans who volunteered to go to North Dakota to stand alongside the people of Standing Rock. And that seemed to kind of be magical. It was kind of like, you know, the Yellow Brick Road or something. And now they've announced, I don't know if Mr. Obama is going to be happy or Mr. Trump, but they say, well, we were glad to come here and we love the Native Americans and we like this victory. And we're off to Flint. Going to see what's over in Flint. So you're going to see if they can get clean water in one of the most advanced cities, the most advanced culture, the greatest country on earth. They're going to see if they can get non-dirty water to serve to the citizens. I think we have Mr. Kahundi online. Are you there, sir? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry. I was talking when I should have been listening. You, Mr. are associated with the Ashima Party, and you have made a rather dramatic step. You've decided to return some of the leaders to Rwanda to participate in elections. Now, my understanding is that you got to the airport in Nairobi, Kenya. I assume all your papers were in order, but you weren't allowed to fly to Rwanda. Why is that?
Yeah, actually, thank you. First of all, thank you to give me this time to explain to the people exactly what happened to us. The Ashima Party is a political organization founded in 2013. And on our agenda, the main objective was to participate in the political change via elections. So we decided to go to Rwanda to participate in the upcoming elections. We know the problems that are within the system, but we really wanted to exercise our political rights and we presented our candidate. So last 2 weeks, the 23rd of November was the D-Day. So we prepared our first team to go to Rwanda and start the process, because it's a long process, actually. We have to register our party, and then you have to go through other processes to create the committee on local area, and then to start the campaign. Mm-hmm. But again, we did everything, and of course, we followed and we respected the law in place. And on our arrival, at the Kenya International Airport, we did everything that was, that was required by the local immigration office. Mm-hmm. And just we were surprised at the time of boarding, an agent from Kenya Airways came to us and said, hey, the government of Rwanda has just made a comment that our leader, Reverend Father Thomas Nahimana, along with his team, of course, were not welcome to Rwanda. So that, to our full surprise...
You are Rwandans.
Go ahead.
That seems to be the necessary qualification. Why would they... How could they tell a Rwandan he can't come back?
Exactly, that was the big problem. Actually, we saw it. It looked like they didn't expect us to come, but also they had tried to manipulate the opinion, saying that we cannot go to Rwanda, that we were trying just to market ourselves or to try to improve uh-huh. our political standards. But again, when we reached there, that comment was made by the agent from Kenya Airways. So we were really wanted to know what happened.
Yes.
So our leader, Father Thomas, told the agent that he could not actually understand. So that's when he was in contact with Kigali, the border control officer, said that he was about to look into the file. So he said 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and up today, we are still waiting.
Oh, so it started by 20 minutes, and it's been about a week.
Yeah, that's true. So we tried to organize some kind of picket in the international area, and we said we cannot leave this area without that getting the reason why we are not allowed to go back to our country. So that's when we attract attention from the international media and so on. Mm-hmm. So after 48 hours, actually, it became a problem between the two nations, between Kenya and Rwanda. On one side, there is Rwanda that is putting pressure on Kenya to tell us to go back. And there is Kenya that's saying, we have no problem with these people. They are in order. All the papers are in order. Uh-huh. So it was a big problem. And the Kenyan government was advising us that our security, even in the transit area, was not really fully guaranteed. Then we started negotiating how we could go back.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, so the government itself of Rwanda never issued a formal explanation, or did they?
Up to now, exactly. We know that's how they operate. We know, now it has been more than 20 years. We know they are modus operandi. That's how they operate. So they will never give an official document. That's what we wanted, actually. But
of course,
there is one journalist who tried to ask them. They didn't, and then he passed through Kenya Airways, and Kenya Airways agents actually acknowledged that Rwanda is the one that actually barred us an entry. So what we are going to do now, what we have tried to, what we started to do, is just we filed a suit against the government and against the company Kenya Airways. Mm-hmm. And again, the Kenya Airways, we have to explain why, after buying all the tickets and so on, why the company was not able actually to take us to the destination.
Yes.
So I believe that through that process, we will be able to get an official document where the government will have to explain exactly why they had to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, indeed. But now, this, of course, at the end of the day, is clearly a political matter. And I have to say, Mr. Kahumbi, to you and your colleagues, to deal with states that behave like this is rather brave. We have already, on this program, we've talked about Victoire Ingabire, who herself wished to return to Rwanda. She was permitted to, but she was not long at liberty, and she remains in prison to this day. Tell me what the Ashima Party says about the situation there, and how you hope to resolve it.
Yeah, exactly. Ingabire Victoire is a lady, is a fighter we respect very much. And I would like to tell you that actually Ishema Party was born out of the situation that Ingabire is facing. Actually, for us, we saw Ingabire Victoire action to go and tell and take the courage. It was really something that is positive. So we said somebody else has to go and follow mm-hmm. her steps.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to look around, and nobody else was willing to do it. That's how we were born, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ingabire Victoire, as you know, left in 2010. So after 3 years, when she started facing those difficulties in the country, We realized that 3 years after, nobody was going. So we said, we have to organize ourselves. We are going to follow up her steps.
Mm-hmm.
We know she's innocent and she's facing the problems. But again, we cannot give up the fight. So we are going to go there and say, listen, this lady is suffering and she's not alone. There are others,
yes,
of course, who are in the
others.
Same situation. Yeah.
Yes.
So what we are going to say, even it is in all the documents, what we say to the government of Rwanda, the first thing is just to set free all those politicians. And, of course, the first one is Ingabire Victoire, a lady, a mother, who really gave up everything else to contribute to her political life, to the political life of the nation.
Yes.
So she has to be released. And that's our very first thing. So we really want to go there and tell the government, listen, you cannot continue like this. If you are going to keep just putting people in jail because of their beliefs, because of their political opinion, mm-hmm. that cannot last long. It's like we are not really building a nation sustainably. At a certain moment, the nation is at risk to go back again into the civil wars and all those things. Mm-hmm. And it is not really a good sign.
Yes. Now, we have a government there, in the case of Mr. Kagame, who's recently announced he's going to, because all the people, 99% of the people want him to run again, he's gracefully agreed to do that. Is that scheduled where he has no opponents, and is he scheduled to do this again in 2017? Is that the calendar?
Actually, the man said after there is a calendar for election. We know, and I think everybody knows by now, that Kagame used everything that was possible just to terrorize people so that they do some kind of masquerade just to show that people want him. And he said he want to run in 2017. Now the National Election Commission is just doing preparation for those elections. So that's what we wanted. We want to challenge him. If he really thinks 99 of people really want him to go back, then he should open up the political space. Let's go into competition and show him exactly the reality. So by blocking us and by blocking the political space, that's a clear sign that the man is not sure of himself.
Yes.
He's not sure of himself. If he were sure, he would really let us come in, do our political campaign, go through the process, and then let the people decide. But the man is so scared because he knows what he's saying is wrong. It's not true.
Yes. He's probably one honest election from elimination, right? It wouldn't
take.
One last thing, because I congratulate you on your courage and steadfastness, and particularly your solidarity also with Victoire Ingabire, but shouldn't someone approach the African Union and others, particularly their media, but their diplomats, and say that those returning to Rwanda, insisting on their rights, need to be monitored and protected?
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Before our departure, we really were in contact with all those the chancelleries, all the mission, the foreign missions in Kigali and in African Union and the United Nations. So we were updating them hour per hour. So it's like we showed everything. And up to now, what we're going to do is we're going back to the diplomacy to tell these organizations that what Kagame and his government is telling is a lie, it's a naked lie, because if the government reaches at the point to bar refugees to go back home, and let me tell you, by the way, that among our team, one of them was Nadine Kasinge Claire, who lives in Canada, by the way,
uh-huh.
who was with her son, a 7 months old. So.
Yes.
It's really a coward. It's a coward sign to say people cannot go home. And then, as you rightfully put it, people who were going home didn't need some kind of accompaniment, because it really looks like these people have set a selective method where yes. they decide who come in and yes. who cannot come in. And then we are so scared, because these people who are going home, if there is no monitoring over their life, then it means that it is scary. Their life is not in security if people are selected. Just I don't know which criteria they use to select people, but on our case, it shows that we are not welcome, and that is scary.
Yes, indeed. Mr. Kahunde, thank you very, very much for talking to us, and we wish the Ashima Party all success on this mission, and we look forward to talking to you again, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
That's his name. That's Chase Kahunde, and he is one of the leaders of the Ashima Party, and... people, listeners to the Taylor Report are not going to be surprised at this. I think we have some Lee Morgan, and we're going to call on Stephen Gowans to enlighten us about what the heck is going on in Syria.